Welcome to our special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. These poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, remember, it's the message of these poems that should interest us most of all, not just the tune. Now, I'll not be singing. Just listen to the words and be blessed. Sing along with me, if you like. We're going to start out with one that you probably know if you followed Bill Gaither any time. The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builder's tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate. Happy faces line the hallway, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes that he has mended, and those from prison he set free. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow, who were crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng, and the flurry of God's trumpets spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding, heaven's grandstands all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled, start to sing Amazing Grace. The refrain, the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The king is coming, the king is coming, praise God, he's coming for me. And then the last mile of the way, if I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great king in his beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. If for Christ I proclaim the glad story, if I seek for his sheep gone astray, I'm sure he will show me his glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. Here the dearest of ties we must sever. Tears of sorrow are seen every day, but no sickness, no sighing forever when I've gone the last mile of the way. And if here I have earnestly striven and have tried all his will to obey, 'twill enhance all the rapture of heaven when I've gone the last mile of the way. Refrain, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. Amen. The light of the world is Jesus. The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. No darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. You dwellers in darkness with sin-blinded eyes, the light of the world is Jesus. Go wash at his bidding and light will arise. The light of the world is Jesus. No need of the sunlight in heaven, we're told. The light of that world is Jesus. The Lamb is the light in the city of gold. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light. 'Tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. Then there's the lily of the valley. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Verse 2, he all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. And then verse 3, he will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. From his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. And then, sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The longer I serve him. Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Every need he is supplying, plenteous grace he bestows. Every day my way gets brighter, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The Lord is my shepherd. I have two of these, actually three, that are called the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, no want shall I know. I feed in green pastures, safe folded I rest. He leadeth my soul where the still waters flow, restores me when wandering, redeems when oppressed. Through the valley and shadow of death, though I stray, since thou art my guardian, no evil I fear. Thy rod shall defend me, thy staff be my stay, no harm can befall with my comforter near. In the midst of affliction my table is spread, with blessings unmeasured my cup runneth o'er. With perfume and oil thou anointest my head, oh, what shall I ask of thy providence more? Let goodness and mercy, my bountiful God, still follow my steps till I meet thee above. I seek by the path which my ancestors trod, through the land of their sojourn, thy kingdom of love. The second song by the same title, The Lord is my shepherd, and though I often stray, his goodness and mercy are always with me every day. Though my way is dark and cold, and there's no one to love, I'm welcome in my shepherd's fold, and love comes from above. In shady pastures, green and fine, he bids me come and rest. My cup is filled with happiness. He grants my each request. The Lord is my shepherd as on through life I go. He'll never forsake me, for he loves me, I know. Then there was a chorus called The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I'll walk with him always. He leads me by still waters, I'll walk with him always, always, always. It's a round, actually. It was a fun song to sing as a young one. I love this song taken from Psalm 82 and 85 and 86. The Lord will come and not be slow. His footsteps cannot err. Before him righteousness shall go, his royal harbinger. Truth from the earth, like to a flower, shall bud and blossom then, and justice from her heavenly bower look down on mortal men. Surely to such as do him fear, salvation is at hand, and glory shall ere long appear to dwell within our land. Rise, God, judge thou the earth in might, this wicked earth redress, for thou art he who shalt by right the nations all possess. The nations all whom thou hast made shall come, and all shall frame to bow them low before thee, Lord, and glorify thy name. For great thou art, and wonders great by thy strong hand are done. Thou in thy everlasting seat remainest God alone. Well, because of the punctuation involved here, we've got another The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, this time it's The Lord's my shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, Yet will I fear none ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes, my head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. About the love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When hoary times shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who here refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong! It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. Amen. There's another love of God, Gaither. The love of God has been extended to a fallen race. Through Christ, the Savior of all men, there's hope in saving grace. It goes beneath the deepest stain that sin could ever leave, redeeming souls to live again who will on Christ believe. The refrain, the love of God is greater far than gold or silver ever could afford. It reaches past the highest star and covers all the world. Its power is eternal. Its glory is supernal. When all this earth shall pass away, and there'll always be the love of God. Ray Hildebrand again. I remember him back in the 70s, I think. There once was a man, a long time ago, a standing all alone against the status quo. He worked with his hands. He grew tall and strong. He worked with his mind, a sorting right from wrong. He was sure of his mission. He spoke loud and clear. He got every eye and he got every ear. But some didn't like him. It was plain to see, because he put them down for their hypocrisy. And that idea of loving was drastic and new, and bucking that crowd was just too much to do. Well, things haven't changed from those days of old. They still try to make him fit into their mold. Now, there isn't a man or a woman too low, but what he would love them and help them to know that if they would dare to prove him on out, he'd slam down all their fear and all of their doubts. It's not the easiest choice you can make. It's playing for keeps and a whole lot at stake. Now, you can't go pointing at what others do because it's a personal thing, strictly between him and you. And if you're really wanting to give life a pull, a life to your fingertips, brimming and full, then give him a try, going out on a limb. You'll never know life till you really know him. That was called The Man. Another song from those days. The music's got to stop someday. The cheering of the crowd is a pleasant sound, making music to their ears. But when the seats are empty and no one's around, what can they show for all their years? The recognition they received is plain, and though bright lights may spell out their names, if God in their hearts isn't number one, just what have they gained? Just what have they done? Well, the music's got to stop someday. It can't go on forever. No matter how great the song or the play, the chords will surely fade. No matter how well the part is played, it's only man-made. It's only man-played. And only what's done for Christ will count on the scale of eternity. And the cheering of the crowd and the lights of that great broad way will darken within the clutches of an unavoidable shroud. And the music's got to stop someday. Someday. Well, that's a very appropriate song to end on, because the music's got to stop today also. We'll be back next week, Lord willing, with another series of songs from your past and mine, I think, wishing they were songs in our present. Some of them, some of the great classic hymns of the faith. I don't know why or how we can just lay those aside. I hope your church won't be laying them aside. Anyway, this is Bob from Hackberry House, the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.